Easter and Good Friday in particular here in Kerry means just one thing to many, many people out there, particularly those of you who like to get active. And that is, of course, the all-important Good Friday walk for the Kerry Hospice. Andrea O'Donoghue is the PRO of the Kerry Hospice and she's on the line now to remind us all that the date is coming up. Good afternoon, Andrea.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm in good form. It's Friday. All systems go for the Good Friday walk this year.
All systems go. I suppose we had a quiet couple of years there with COVID and everything, but last year was a huge success. I think there was something like 35,000 raised within the county. So this year, yeah, it's all systems go. We have 22 walks right around the county. There's 6 walks taking part down in South Kerry. And then you have a walk in Castle Island, Tralee, Dingle. They're literally spoofing it all over the place. You can pick and choose.
22, is that about average or is that more than usual? 22 walks?
Well, we kind of have 15 branches, local branches. So I suppose it's on the higher scale of walks, really, that we've had over the years. There's a few extra walks in Lexnah, Ballyhaig. So, you know, I mean, for 22 walks is great, really.
That's brilliant. And how big a fundraiser is it for the hospice here in Kerry? Because I know the coffee morning is a big one, but the walk is huge for you as well in terms of bringing in funds, isn't it?
Well, I suppose we have three main events, and that would be the coffee morning, Sunflower Day and the Good Friday walks. Look, we're always looking for funds, Deirdre, I suppose, because we are the fundraising crowd. We need to raise funds, and it's for all kinds of stuff, be it paint jobs in the unit or wheelchairs. You know, we fund community beds. And I suppose long-term, we're going to fund two nurse practitioners as part of the Hospice Foundation as well. And then I suppose looking to the future, the unit is at full capacity since it opened. So down the road, I suppose the possibility would be to build on more beds. So the Good Friday walk generates huge funds around the county, as does Coffee Morning and Sunflower Day. So unfortunately, we have to go looking for money all the time.
You do.
And the reality of it, you know.
This is it. And as the late Ted Moynihan used to always say, it's one thing to get the hospice built, but it's another thing to keep it going.
Yeah.
Andrea, I'm aware of the fact that, of course, in recent years, Good Friday, you know, with the pubs open and everything, it's become just another working day, which means a lot of people who'd like to take part actually can't because they have to work. Has that impacted on your numbers at all?
Well, I suppose I've been, it's the Tralee walk I attend, but around the county, no, I don't think so, Deirdre. I think a lot of people, I suppose the younger crowd maybe, yeah, but generally, no, I think most people make a donation anyway of some sort, whether they ever do a walk. So, you know, I think, no, last year the Tralee walk was well supported, and I think talking to all the branches around the county, they were all well supported as well. Like, as I said, South Kerry are having 6 walks this year, which is, you know, a huge amount of walks in smaller towns and villages. So, no, I wouldn't think so. I think people kind of try to make a donation anyway. You know, so
yeah. So if you can't take part, at least give a few bob to somebody who is taking
part.
And of course, you've another big fundraiser coming up yourself as well, Andrea. Again for the Kerry Hospice.
I suppose my fundraiser. It's my dad's would be his 9th anniversary, and he went through. He used the day unit over. So my fundraiser this year is his walk, a memorial walk in Leonardville on the 15th of April. This year is a bit different. We're going to try and raise funds for a few bits of equipment that they need over, comfort chairs, some games and consoles for the Donal Welch room, which is the kids room over there, which is just a fantastic facility. And they're looking for Bluetooth speakers and a few bits like that. So the aim is to kind of raise a few euro for that. I suppose being involved in the Kerry Hospice, I've kind of seen the two sides of it. I've seen where the money goes. I see the work they do. They are just the most amazing people, and you know, it's just to give back a little to them, really.
Yeah, very good. So again, I presume people can turn up on the day for that, or how can they help?
So our base is kind of the Windmill and Quans, Skelper Quans in Blenerville. Just rock up, donate, do the walk back by the bank and into Lower Cannon and back to Quans. We've burgers. Seamus Sullivan has sponsored burgers. We have music, an 80s disco, so good night and a good evening. I have to say, Leonardville, over the years, like in my dad's memory, I think we've raised nearly 66,000 which is phenomenal considering that it's predominantly local village that's always supported me. So I just want to thank all of them, and of course thank all the public with the Good Friday walks and everything. We're preparing for our AGM on Monday night, and we were doing up facts and figures, and like in the last 30 years the public in Kerry have raised nearly 13 million with the volunteers and everything, the Kerry Hospice, which is huge money.
That's amazing. Huge money. That's absolutely incredible. Yeah. Well, look, Andrea, I know you put your heart and soul into these events, and keep up the good work. And I know the people of Kerry won't let you down on Good Friday, or indeed on the 15th of April. So thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
That's Andrea O'Donoghue there, who is PRO of the Kerry Hospice. Just a gentle reminder that Good Friday is just a few weeks away. I think it might be today, fortnight maybe. I could be wrong there now. Pat is checking that out for me. I think it's today, fortnight. I do know, I think the kids get school holidays for Easter today week, so it must be today, fortnight. But just to remind you all that it's coming up. It's such an important fundraiser for the Kerry Hospice, and they really need you to help them out if you can at all.